Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh, Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Good morning. First of all, to God who's head of our life, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. The scripture for this morning is John 14:1. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. John 14:1, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're the hosts right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you guys so very much for being a part of our day as we are a part of your day. We're just excited about what God has in store for us on today. Listen, guys. Before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer and talk to the Lord on this morning before we even get this broadcast started. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you for being life, health, and strength, Father God. God, as we go into this thing on today, God, as we go into this broadcast on today, as we go into your word on today, as we walk into this power on today, God, our prayer this morning, God, that you would give us the strength to be able to withstand and to stand in, God, whatever test or trial that is coming against our life even now. Father, we pray. Father God, we pray today that you would speak life, health, and strength to those that are under the sound of our voices on today. God, give them the strength to understand that, God, you're there even when the times are rough and the storms are tough, God, and the things are just a little bit too hard to bear. Let them know, God, that even in that, God, you are God and you're God all by yourself. So, Father, we pray, God, that you would silence the noisome pestilence that's speaking in their ear. God, silence the chaos that's in their minds. God, will move whatever it is over their heart, God, that is keeping them from feeling your presence on this morning. Father, we pray, Lord God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. We'd like to acknowledge the countries that are listening in on this morning. We thank you guys so very much for partnering every day along with us every day. We thank you for listening in and tuning in and being a part of what God is doing in this hour for the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so very much for all that you do, and we really do appreciate you, and we want you to know that. We want you to know that. Amen. It's the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Kenya. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China, and we have Hong Kong. And again, as always, guys, know that we are praying for you. We understand and know that the trials and tribulations of you guys that are seeking after God and you're in your seeking, you're experiencing some things that sometimes you don't always understand. You're experiencing some things that you don't always comprehend. And know that your fight is great, and we're praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you. We're touching, agreeing that God will change the situation on your behalf. Amen. We know that the battle was great, and we know that the taskmaster that's over you is a hard taskmaster. But we also realize that when we trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, he will direct our path. So that is our prayer for you, that the Lord will direct your path, that God will show you the way that you need to go in this thing and how you need to handle it and how to continue to be strong and mighty in what God is doing in that hour right now, overseas with you, over in those different countries that are pronouncing and professing and preaching this name of Jesus, this gospel of Jesus Christ that is changing lives across this world. And know always, always, always that we are praying for you. We're calling on his name on your behalf. Amen. Amen. Our PSA for this morning is just a simple phrase. I don't know if any one of you have ever heard this before, but growing up in the Baptist church that I grew up in, you would hear this all the time. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I want to talk to you this morning about hope. This is my PSA for this morning, hope. Hope is one of the greatest devices that we can use while we're going through our tests and our trials. Hope is what keeps us in the place and in the mindset that when all else fails, we have our hope that we can lean on. Hope fuels our faith. Let me help you this morning. I ain't gonna be before you very long. Hope fuels your faith. Hope gives you the ability to understand that even though your faith has not kicked in, you have the hope, your ability to hope, your ability to be optimistic, as they say. You can see the glass being half full and not being half empty. You can see the situation actually turning on your behalf, even though the situation has not started turning yet. You can depend on God being God in the midst of the storm, even though the storm is raging. You can see God doing what he does best, even though your situation or circumstance may not always fit your condition. It may not always fit what you're trying to see. It may not always fit where you're trying to go. It may not always lean or yield what you want it to yield at the time that you want it to yield, but there is a hope that's down on the inside of you. And this morning I want to talk to that hope place, because I'll be honest with you, this thing that we're going through has knocked the wind out of some of our sails. We had plans, We had plans. We had things we were trying to get to. We had places we were trying to get to. We had conferences that we were trying to get started. We had membership drives we were trying to do. We had outreaches that we were trying to do. We had all kind of things that was going on. And because this thing has hit the land, it's kind of knocked us off our course a little bit. It kind of knocked us off our kilt a little bit. But can I be the bearer of good news? There is a hope that's down on the inside of you, ladies and gentlemen. There's a hope down inside your heart. There's a hope down inside your life. There's a hope that's attached to your life. And regardless of what you may be experiencing right now, know that there's a hope inside of you. Hope will make you float. Come on here. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. Hope makes you float. Only thing you got to do is continue to trust in God and know that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think. Only thing you got to do is just begin to understand that I can stand on this thing right now and know that thou faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet not seen. Even though I don't see it yet, my hope that it kicked in, my hope has kicked in, and my hope has fueled my faith, and my faith and my hope now walk hand in hand. And the thing that God has promised me, all of the promises of God is yea and amen. Amen. I understand now that no matter where my situation may be, no matter what I may be going through, there is a hope that lies within me, and I can push to my purpose. I can push to my promise because there's a hope that lies down on the inside of me. I am so excited that what God is doing in this hour and this time, that no matter where we may find ourselves at, yes, God, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. He will reach down into that negativity. He will reach down into that brokenness. He'll reach down into that place where you didn't gave up. And he'll go to that last place where you left it, and he will come and he will speak life to you, because that's the last place that you stop that. God will speak life to you and say, come on, rise up and get up from there. You're able to withstand and to withstand and to withstand some more what the enemy is throwing at you today. Know that God has your hand. He has your heart and he has your mindset. Only thing you have to do is continue to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and allow him to direct your paths. Today, I speak hope over you. I speak hope over you. I speak hope. Come on. Just lift your hands. I speak hope over you today. I speak hope over you. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give in yet. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give in yet. It is not the time to give up. This is the time to fight, the good fight of faith, and know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Only thing we got to do is continue to trust in him, and he will do what he said he's going to do. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we know that it is so. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Listen, we'll take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Provide the spirit.
Provide.
my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
And its
strength.
Misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind.
Love
is felt most
when
it's genuine.
You are.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today
when
I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side.
I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me.
Because
my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me.
Because
greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But
God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not
fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I spoke life.
And prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He
favored me.
They whispered
about me.
They
conspired against
me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored
me.
My character.
My integrity. My
faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna
bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And
I speak health.
In
question, but he favored
me.
I promised him
that
I wouldn't compromise,
although
I was going through.
And
I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke health.
See,
yeah.
faith, you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you guys so much for listening in and tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. It is Man Up Monday today. Today is Man Up Monday, and we're excited about what's going to be shared. What is going to be shared today? I will be the speaker for this morning for Man Up Monday. I will be the speaker for Man Up Monday on this morning. You will find me this morning in Numbers 19. Numbers 19 will be where we will bring our thought from this morning. Numbers 19. And it reads, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it, shall he not do it? Or has he spoken it, and shall he not make it good? And he had not said it, make it good. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about God's going to make it good. God's going to make it good. I am excited about this next shifting that God is getting ready to do. This next shifting that God is getting ready to do, because I understand now more than ever that God has an intricate plan set up for our life, regardless of where we may be at, what we may be experiencing, what we may be going through. There are some things that God has spoken into existence into our life. And because these things have been spoken, we can now understand and know that because he spoke it, he is going to make good on that he has said. He is going to make good. I'm going to say that again because that's helped somebody this morning. What he spoke, what he has said, he's going to make good on. He's not a man that he should lie, is what the scripture said, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he not spoken, this thing that he's spoken, I can promise you, regardless of where you may find yourself at today, know that God is going to make good on the thing that he has told you he's going to make good on. Come on here, somebody. There are some of us that are waiting on God to do some miraculous things. We're waiting on God to show up and to show out in our life. And we're waiting on God to do the miraculous in our life. Can I help you this morning? I know that it might be been a little time since you heard the words on this word this morning. I know it's been some time since that promise has been spoken. I know it's been some time since that word has gone out over your life. I know it's been some time since what he said and how it was said to you, and in the magnitude it was said to you, it feels like the strength of it has left. But I stopped by this morning to fortify the strength of the word that's been spoken over your life. God is going to make good, come on here, over what he spoke in your life. God is going to show up, and he is going to show up, and he is going to bring with him that he has promised you that he said he was going to bring to you. Only thing you got to do is just trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. Yeah, I know that the times are tough and the road is rough, and the things that he's promised you, it seems like it's been such a hard road getting there. It seemed like the more you got closer to it, the further it seemed like it got away. I understand now that God has a plan that's set up, and when God set up his plan, and when God put things into position, and when God put things into place, only thing we have to do is just sit back and let it happen like you say it's going to happen. Lord have mercy. The Bible says, the Bible tells us like this. He says that his word shall not return back unto him void. My God, today, that he spoke out into existence, that he had spoke out over your life, the ones that the prophet has spoke over your life. I'm still waiting on some of the things that God has promised. I'm still standing on and believing on and holding on to the things that God has said shall come, will come, and must come. I have not given up yet. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God is going to do. This is the season, my friend, of a shift in your life. This is the season of change in your life. This is the season where God is going to do the miraculous in your life. Only thing you got to do is just sit back and let God make it all good. Yeah. God is going to make this thing all good for you. He's going to make this thing come into full flourishing into your life. Only thing you got to do, babies, is listen to me. Hold on and hold tight. Buckle up and buckle down, because God is getting ready to blow your mind in this next shifting. In this next season, God is getting ready to do the miraculous in your life. He is getting ready to show you better than he can tell you. Yeah. He's getting ready to show you better than he can tell you. I'm here to let you know this morning that even though, listen, it may have been spoke to you 10 years ago, it may have been spoke to you 15 years ago, but God says there had to be some things that I had to work out. Come on here, let me help you real quick. God has to work some things out behind the scene, because watch this here. If God wouldn't have stepped in and started eliminating some people, if God wouldn't have stepped in and start eliminating some situations. If God wouldn't have stepped in and worked on us, come on here. Let me help you real quick. See, sometimes God got to step in, and God got to do some things inside of here. He got to do things inside this old mind of ours. He got to get rid of this old sinking thinking of ours. He this procrastination spirit. He got to get rid. Come on here. Let me help you. This laziness spirit. This thing that we'll just sit and we'll just get it with the folding of the hands and not moving. We're talking about it, but we ain't being about it. Come on, preacher, preach then. You got to be. You have to understand. God is behind the scenes, and He has to tear down some places so He can rebuild some stuff. Come on here. How many of y'all in here right now that's under the sound of my voice understand that in order for you to get to that next shifting, God had to prove something to you. Not that He needed to, but He had to show you some stuff. He had to He had to show you some people, because if He wouldn't have showed you the people that you had to get rid of, you would have still been with them. Oh Lord, you still would have been hanging out with them. Them would have still been your Fab Five that you hanging out with. Them would have been the same ones that you show up and you go to lunch with on Saturday. Them would have been to come on here. That truth be told, you got some enemies in the camp that God. Hello, is anybody home? You got some enemies in the camp that God had to get rid of. He had to put He had to put some people on Front Street. He had to put some people on blast. He had to come here. He had to deal with them accordingly. He had to, He had to come in and show you, hey, come here, let me show you something. That one right there ain't got no good tendency for you. This one right here, he been trying to get to you all this time. This one right here, he been running your name through the mud. Just come on here, let me help you to your happy place. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. God had to eliminate some folk in order for you to get to this promise. He spoke this thing into existence through the prophet. Over your life to let you know that, yeah, my days are rough, but there's still a promise attached to me. Yeah, my situation may be a little bleak. Yeah, but there's a promise that's attached to my life. Yeah, there's some tears and some heartache and some pain and some in days and out days and in between days, some up days, some down days, some days where I don't understand why I'm where I am. But yeah, but there's a promise attached to my life. I'm moving forward, but it feels like every time I take two steps forward, I take five steps back. I don't understand, but watch this here. I'm gonna still keep on pushing forward because I understand now that in my sinking that I have to see God for what God is doing. God said that He is not a man that He should lie, neither is He the son of man that He have to repent. In other words, that thing that He spoke, he don't have to come back and fix nothing that He said. If He said it's going to come, oh Lord. In the book of Habakkuk said, write the vision, make it plain. Put it upon tablets. They that read it shall run. And watch this here. And when he said, that shall come will come, and it shall not tarry. Listen to me. The promise that God has for your life, it won't tarry. It's going to come. It has to go through the fire. You have to go through the fire in order for this thing to be revelant to you. If you just get this thing overnight, let me help you real quick. If you just get this thing overnight, if you just receive this thing overnight, if this just an overnight success for you, you're going to squander it away. Come here, prodigal son. Talk to the people and let them know. He asked for his portion of good while his father yet lived. And when Jesus gave this parable, he was showing us that if we don't learn how to wait, and be processed for what we're getting. Watch this here. We'll be a fool in his money is soon departed. We will be foolish in our way and foolish in our thinking. And watch this. Everything that we didn't got will be squandered away because we were not processed for this place. Some of us, some of us right now are in places that we were not processed for. Oh, that's the reason why we're in such hell. That's why, oh, Lord, you're going to mess around here and you're going to make them all hang up. Oh, listen, you were not processed for that place. And because you were not processed for that place, watch what happened now. Because you were not processed, you were not prepared to be shifted yet, and you moved on your own. Now you're in a place to where you're dealing with, watch this here, let me help you real quick, a self-inflicted wound. You are in self-inflicted pain because you made a decision, watch this here, that was not supposed to be made at the time that it was made. You spoke
Question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road,
Pastor Douglas, are you there?
You have reached the voicemail box of 832-8167933.
Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
Pastor Douglas,
and keep the faith.
Pastor Douglas, are you there? Good morning, World Gospel Connection. Pastor Douglas, are you there? Hello?
You should know that. You should know that. I want you to know that.
I want you to know that. Yeah. I'ma say it like this. Everybody ain't with you. And everybody ain't for ya. They love to hate on you. Cause they can't do it like this. So fresh, take a picture in the mirror. And my team be the realest. You gon' know it when you hear.
Oh, my desire is to please ya. To be more and more like you daily. Each and every day, help me love the hate away. Cause my desire is to please ya. And you should know that.
You should know that.
I want you to know that.
You should know. life with no limits. And I ain't gotta use the black card, cause I get it unlimited. I rip it harder, dirt, you know I do. Best believe I don't play. I'm from another planet. While everybody's shooting threes, I'm falling. And I'm flooring. While they snoring, they can try, but they can't ignore. Living life by the sword, tough life for. Knock on wood, I know you. Living life like that, each and every day. Wouldn't have it any other way. I don't care the time or the place. I'ma lift my hands anyway.
My desire is to play.
My desire is
to be more and more like your day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Each and every day. Help me love the hate.
Welcome back to World Gospel Connection. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Hey y'all, it's me, Key, and I'm getting ready to worship quarantine style with some family and friends. Anisha, yeah. Are you there?
Hey.
Tyrone, are you there?
Good.
Drea, Shelby, are you there? Marcus Johnson, Mark J, are you in the building or what? At home? Shalita, are you there? Adia, are you there?
Hey, Kiara.
Tony, Uncle Snoop, Paris, what about Brooks? You there? Deshaun Jones, are you there? And now, my beloved sister, Tasha Cobb Leonard, are you there? Were you there, darling? Okay, here we go. Something has to break in your life. We're in this together, so we're worshiping and making it fun. Here we are.
When you have your way, something happens.
right now in your name. Something has to break. Something has to break. Hey, right now in your name. Something has to break. Oh, I believe you'll get me to it. I believe you'll lead me through it. I believe that you will do it right.
the truth can change you, what will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me, so I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say Jesus takes the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy?
Yeah.
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart,
I'll finish
the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy?
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Technical difficulties this morning. Just a little craziness that's going on. I don't know. Devil's upset and angry as always when we get out here and we do what the Lord is calling us to do. So we're just we just gonna keep on pressing. We're not gonna let the enemy have his foothold. We're not gonna let him have his way. We're not gonna let him come in and bombard nothing, because we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Now, those of you all that were under the sound of my voice and you heard where we were at as far as not giving up, not giving in, throwing in the towel, because we're so close to what God has called us to be at. You know, the storms of life are going to come. You're going to have interruptions right here. This is that little situation right there was nothing more than an interruption of what the word of God is saying to you on this morning, because that was helping somebody. That's the reason why the enemy came in and shut the line down, because he realized that that was touching some folks. Somebody needed to hear that they need to keep on pushing. They need to keep on going. They need to keep on driving. Don't give up. Press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, because all things are working together for your good. It doesn't seem like it right now. It don't feel like it right now. It may not even sound like it right now. But guess what? At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, when the rubber meets the road, when your tomorrow and your today comes together, let me help you. Let's get a little bit deeper. When your promise and your destiny, come on, let's get a little bit deeper. When your time and your season has come together, all you got to do is just wait on the Lord. Because watch this, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And watch this, we have to realize that in that we're going to go through all of the emotions. There's so many. There's a time to reap and there's a time to sow. There's a time to mourn and a time to refrain from to rejoice. There's a time to sow and there's a time to reap. There's all these different types of seasons that we're going through. But guess what? At the end of the day, he said, time and chance happen to us all. Only thing we got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is keep on pressing and keep on pushing. God will make a way out of no way. We just got to keep on holding on, because there is an answer from God. He said, I am not a man that I should lie, neither am I the son of man that I should repent. Had I not spoken, shall I not make it good? In other words, he's going to make that thing work in your favor. Amen. 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 Let's go ahead on, and we're going to go into our overcomer scripture and then to our overcomer's prayer, and we'll go from there. Amen.
Again, the overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. You will be saved. You will be saved. Those of you all that are under the sound of our voices on today, know that today is a good day. Today is one of those days where you have to trust God and know that he is able to do what he said he's going to do. Yes, I know that it seems a little difficult, and I know that it seems like it's a little complicated, and I know it seems like you just want to just throw in the towel and say, you know what, I don't want to do this no more. I want to give up. I want to give in. But can I be the bearer of good news? Can I be the words of encouragement? Can I be the strength for you on this morning? Can I speak something into your atmosphere on this morning? God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. You're in the place right now to where you may not understand why you're there. You may not understand why you're experiencing what you're experiencing. You may not understand why you're going through what you're going through. But there is a shifting that's taking place right now in this very atmosphere of your life, this very time in your life, this very shifting right now in your life. God is doing something right now that is going to blow your mind. I'm here to help you this morning. I'm here to push you this morning. I'm here to drive you this morning and let you know that don't give up in the fight, because God has already planned and set up some things in your life for you to come out of the place that you're in right now. You know, you're in a place of captivity. You don't understand why you're there. But can I help you real quick? Let me help you real quick. God has already set up the plan and orchestrated the plan in order for you to get to where you need to be right now in the season that you're in, this place that you're in. Only thing you have to do is just walk into what he said you would walk into. He said, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is Lord, that he died. He died on the cross for you. And because he died, when he raised, you now can say, you can now confess that he is your Lord and Savior. Because of all that he done, because he gave his life on the cross for us. And when you give your life to Christ, you walk into a new relationship with him. And in that new relationship, you become an heir to the throne. You become an heir to promises of God. And it's just that simple. It's just that simple. Only thing you have to do is receive him. Pray and receive him. Receive him right now. Receive him right now in this power, in this place, in this thing that you're in right now. Receive him. Receive him. Receive him. I'm going to declare this over your life. We're going to do it like this. Just declare, and I just want you to receive it today. I'm going to declare and you receive it. Say, just lift up your hands wherever you are. Just lift up your hands. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this vessel. We thank you for this vessel as they come to receive it this morning, God. God, we pray, God, that you would just strengthen them, God. We speak Romans 10:9 over their life, God, that they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that you died and that you were raised, and they are now saved, oh God. They're saved because they receive you as their Lord and Savior. They are in a safe place, Lord God, in you, God, because they are receiving who you are. And they know now, God, that they are walking in the fullness of who God is in their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the resting and the ruling and abiding in their life right now. God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet, God, we speak that you would speak life and speak life more abundantly. God, and they're able to stand in who you are and whose they are in you. In Jesus' mighty and rich name do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We thank you so much for being a part of the body of Christ. We want to say welcome to you. welcome to the body of Christ. We want to thank you so much for accepting the invitation of Christ, that you're now in a safe place. They say the angels in heaven rejoice. The angels in heaven are rejoicing right now. The angels in heaven are rejoicing right now. And we thank God for the angels rejoicing in heaven for what you have walked into. Amen. Amen. We have some keys that we want to share with you, and we'll be back, right back.
One, find your Bible, as it's King James or NIV. Two, find your church home. If you go in physically to visit the church, please be safe and wear your mask. Or you can join us on the Abba House International on Facebook Live every Sunday at 10:15. Go to Abba House on Facebook. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. Remember, God never said it's going to be easy, but it's well worth it. One, find you a Bible. Two, a church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God not only preaching the word, but is living the word.
Amen, 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 and amen again. Thank you guys so much for being a part of today's broadcast. We just want to tell you that we want to make sure that we acknowledge you for your faithfulness to us on the broadcast. We love you so much. We love you so much for joining here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And remember to share the broadcast with your family and friends. Share that number. That number again is 563-999-3628. The number again is 563-999-3628. Remember to share that number to be a part of the broadcast, be a part of the conversation. Remember, guys, call in for prayer or just to share your testimony, or you just want to tell us how the show is blessing you. We will be glad to hear from you. Amen. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Corey Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. You can reach her by calling 346-381-8751. That's 346-381-8751. You can also go to CoraGiftedGift34@gmail.com. You can send your request to that. You can also text or call that number to get in contact with her. She has a sale going on today, a 3 for $10 and a 2 for $7. This would be your perfect stocking stuffer gifts. These would be the perfect gift for just a gift to yourself, or to maybe to your wife, or to your loved one. And I'm telling you, these Corey Gifted Gift Bath Bombs are excellent. They're just the perfect thing for you guys that want to have one of those Calgon take me away moments, one of those just want to melt your day away. You could get that done by getting in contact with none other than Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. She will be glad to take care of that for you and let you guys have smell some of those great scents. I'm telling you, it would be well worth it. You would be glad you did get you some of those bath bombs. And again, we thank you guys so very much for tuning in and being a part of the broadcast. Those of you all who would like to sow into the broadcast today, please feel free to go to your Cash Apps, and you can go to $WGC2020. If the word or something was said, or maybe a prayer was prayed, maybe a song was sung that helped you on your day today, we were just excited about that happening for you. We're just glad that God was able to step into the room and fix that situation for you, to give you some strength, to drive you and push you to you where you needed to be. Amen. Amen. Again, we thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of the broadcast on today. And remember always, guys, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just trust in him and allow him to be God and be God all by himself. Amen. Amen. We'll talk with you guys on tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday, and we look forward to you guys being a part of that on tomorrow. And we have Worship and Wisdom Wednesday, then we have Women's Day Thursday, and we'll be back again on Friday for Freestyle Friday. Listen, guys, remember to share the broadcast, tune in, and be a part of the conversation. We love you. We love you. We love you. Grace and peace to your life. We love you. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you then.
Is there anybody in here that knows? you see me cry. It's just a sign that I